So LISS cardio, by definition, with the L-I in LISS, is low intensity. So there's no burpees, there's no running, there's no jump roping, there's no none of that. It's literally just, like I said, as simple as walking. Hop on a treadmill, pop on your favorite podcast, and walk. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to the Motivate, Grind, Succeed podcast. Our goal is to help you improve your life in the four foundational cornerstones of faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance through practical and helpful tips and takeaways with each and every episode. If you like what you hear, don't be afraid to leave a rating and a review, as it really helps to go a long way. Also, sign up for my email list. You get access to new episode releases, merch drops, upcoming events, and so, so much more. And if you feel so inclined, you want to support the show and help your boy out, I greatly appreciate you. And you can support me on Buy Me a Coffee. All links to everything that I mentioned are going to be down in the description, so be sure to check that out for more information. And guys, today we're going to be talking about LISS cardio. Everybody and their grandma knows about HIIT cardio, but does everybody know about LISS cardio? Well, let's take a quick step back here. What is HIIT cardio? HIIT is an acronym, stands for High Intensity Interval Training. So it's not HIIT, it's HIIT. High Intensity Interval Training. Essentially, you're going to elevate your heart rate to a very, very high rate for a short period of time. So that way you tap into fat and glycogen stores. And then that way, once you get the fat and glycogen stores tapped into, your body has to utilize that for energy. And therefore you start to burn off that excess fat. Now, if you're anything like me, I hate cardio with a burning passion. So for me, HIIT cardio, even though I can do it, it is not enjoyable and I don't end up sticking with it. So I decided to say, you know what? There has to be some better way out there that I can do. I don't even mind if it takes a little bit longer, like an extra couple months for me to reach the goal. I just don't want to do no HIIT cardio. I hate burpees. I hate jumping rope. I hate having to run. I don't like doing that stuff. It is not fun. It is not enjoyable. And even if I try to do it and tell myself I'm going to do it regardless, I just never stick with it. So it has to have some level of, okay, this is not too far out of the way for me to go ahead and do. And so now, because I went on this big old hunt for stuff, I found out about LISS cardio and I decided to share it with you guys. So what is LISS cardio? L-I-S-S cardio. That stands for low intensity. So you already got me on board with that one. Low intensity, steady state cardio. So what is this? So where HIIT is high intensity, LISS is low intensity. So with HIIT, you'd be doing sprints and burpees and all those kind of things. LISS is more of just walking, basically. And that's actually one of the best ways of LISS cardio. If you go on YouTube and you look up this guy called Dr. Mike Diamonds, he is one of the biggest proponents of walking. Now, you have to do a lot of walking to be able to even come close to the effects of HIIT if you want to get the same results in a similar time frame. A lot of walking. I'm talking 10,000 plus steps a day. For reference, 2,000 steps is approximately equal to 1 mile. So basically, you got to walk about 5 miles a day. That's pretty difficult to do. But that's, again, if you want to get the same benefits of HIIT in a similar time frame. Do you have to get 10,000 steps a day? No, but that should definitely be your goal. So all that, what are some of the benefits of LISS cardio? Because I know y'all are probably wondering, what are some of the benefits of LISS cardio as compared to HIIT cardio? Well, I'm glad you asked, because we have four big benefits of LISS cardio that we're going to be going through today. And so we're going to start off at the top with all my notes that I have here on the side. We're going to start off with number one, and that is improved cardiovascular health. Now, yes, you could arguably say that HIIT cardio also gives you improved cardiovascular health. And that is true. It does, because they're both cardio. One is just a lot less intensive. They both do the same thing. Number two benefit is that you have increased endurance. Now, the increase of the endurance is not going to be as much as HIIT necessarily. Because when you have the increased endurance with HIIT, you can probably push yourself a little bit more with HIIT. Instead of doing what would usually be maybe a 15, 20 minute workout, usually with HIIT, you can maybe lower the intensity by a smidgen and then maybe get yourself 25 to 30 minutes. Or maybe you keep the same intensity, but take slightly longer rest periods in between each exercise that you do. So instead of doing a 45-15 split for a HIIT workout, it means 45 seconds of work, 15 seconds of rest, you might do more like 35 seconds of work and what is that? 25 seconds, I think is the math. Yeah, 25 seconds of rest. Do something like that. That gives you an extra 10 seconds to just really get some deep breaths in before you HIIT it again. Something like that, you can go for a little bit longer. But list also gives you the same effect because again, now, you're not going to be able to work at the super high heart rate ranges like HIIT, but in terms of low intensity, steady state, you can walk for longer. You can be able to just maybe walk at a slightly increased pace than you normally would and not be as winded. So you do still get some increased endurance, but I like to call it more functional endurance because yes, if you're training for HIIT, then chances are you probably just really want to burn that fat off fast, or you're someone who just needs that kind of training for their kind of lifestyle. Whether you're a pro athlete, semi-pro athlete, or something along that lines, you probably need something like HIIT. But for the regular Joe Schmo like you and I, who are just trying to be generally more healthy here, LISS would work perfectly fine. Number three benefit of LISS is that it's low impact on your joints. I know my mother specifically, she doesn't have the best of knees. So I know when she does her workouts and everything, and she does her walking and everything, she can't really be doing crazy burpees and clapping push-ups and all these kind of things that are hard on the joints. Especially as you get older, it's just generally not healthy to be doing a whole bunch of stuff on your joints anyway. So LISS cardio, by definition, with the L-I in LISS, is low intensity. So there's no burpees, there's no running, there's no jump roping, there's no none of that. It's literally just, like I said, as simple as walking. Hop on a treadmill, pop on your favorite podcast, and walk. In fact, you don't even need a treadmill. All you literally have to do is just set something on your watch or set up a timer. If you do Pomodoro technique, for example, the 25 minutes of work, 5 minutes of break. During that 5 minutes of break, just go for a walk. If you're like me and you live in the Midwest where it's cold 13 months out of the year, that's fine. Walk around the house. In fact, that helps out more because now you're walking up and down stairs. Look at that. Assume you don't have a ranch house. Look at that. Now you basically have a Stairmaster. You don't have to pay anything. This is free. It's absolutely free. And then finally, the final benefit that I want to get at too is fat loss. I talked about this a little bit in the beginning, so I won't harp on this one too much, but over time, like I said, with some of the research that has been shown, it has shown that LISS is actually beneficial towards fat loss simply because of the heart rate range that your heart is beating at. So the lower heart rate generally means that you're burning more fat and you're tapping into more fat stores as compared to that of glycogen. So because you're burning more fat at generally lower heart rate ranges, that means then what I'm literally telling you right now is that all you have to do is walk and you burn fat. Yeah, it's literally that simple. Not easy, but it's that simple. You walk more than you normally do and you burn fat. This is like the magic pill that everybody's always wondering. What is the magic fat loss pill that can solve all of my problems? Let me tell you. It's walking. It's just walking. That's all it is. It's literally walking. And again, I looked into some of the research that Dr. Mike Diamonds did. It's walking. It's literally, so all these fat loss pills and this new fat loss, ignore it. Literally just stick to the tried and true stuff, walking. That's it. But yeah, that's literally the benefits of this cardio. So before we end off this episode, going to go ahead and name off these four benefits one more time, and then we'll go ahead and close this out. So benefit number one of LISS cardio is that you can have improved cardiovascular health. Number two is you can have increased endurance. Number three, low impact on the joints. And number four, yes, you can see some fat loss. And that is what I have for you this week, guys. Thank you so much for listening. But before you go, don't forget that if you like what you hear, don't be afraid to leave a rating and a review, as it really, really does go a long way. There's also an email list if you guys want to sign up for that too. You can get access to new episode releases, merch drops, upcoming events, and so, so much more. And if you feel so inclined to support the show, I greatly appreciate you, and you can support me on Buy Me a Coffee. All the links to all of that that I just mentioned are going to be down in this episode's description, so check all that out for all that information. Take care of yourselves, and I will see you all next time.